The first one is this concept of infrastructure and configuration as code. Now, traditionally, you know, some people have said, oh, well, if when you say code, that equals developer. And this is a new world that we live in, right? I mean, most IT professionals out there today, they have, you know, they probably have some PowerShell or scripting or automation skills. At least some of them do. And if you don't, you probably want to learn. Well, this is one example of where I think it's extremely important for IT and developers to be on the same page with this. And the general concept of infrastructure and configuration code as you work together to create this definition of what the environment is and how that environment is configured. That then gets put out to your different, you know, environments, dev, test, stage, production, whatever it is, and it's consistent. The key there is that this environment is the same across all those environments, and that environment is in a template or code of some form. It could be JSON, it could be whatever other, you know, languages that you have, but the idea is that it's something you could check into version control and provide that consistent experience. Well, what is the value that is back to the business? This is gonna really help you to optimize your resources. Because guess what? If it's that quick to fire off a script that then provisions that infrastructure and potentially the application on top of that, then it's gonna be very easy for you to detect stuff that maybe shouldn't be there or remove those things, right? There's no reason to spin up a big, you know, on-premises server when, you know, and leave it there, let's say over the weekend or night or whatever, when you know that you can spin it up in minutes and tear it down. That really is going to help save the overall costs inside of your organization. Also, it's going to help you with acceleration of delivery, right? I mean, if you've got a common definition of what this is to provision your infrastructure, it's going to be very easy for you to quickly move through those different phases because you've got consistency with what that infrastructure and application looks like in your organization. And there are a number of metrics that can help you there. You know, you're going to start to see faster deployments. You're going to probably see faster recovery because it's really quick to maybe, you know, go back to older versions. It's kind of a byproduct of having that. And really, you're likely going to help with the availability of your application in the longer run.